Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We want to feed families in need. I'm Scott on SOS Radio talking to my friend, Pastor Frank Holland from Dream Center Las Vegas. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. Just glad to be here with you, and thank you guys for all that you do. We're just excited for some things coming up. We have the DCLV, Dream Center Las Vegas, Ride the Dream that's coming up to help fund our refrigerated box truck that we're really needing to help bring fresher food to our food giveaways to help feed Vegas.
It's interesting, Pastor Frank. When we think about feeding the needy in our city, tell me what the reality is. I mean, it's summertime. It's getting hot. We think bottled water. We think dehydration. But you think about kids in school that were getting some of the free lunch programs through CCSD. But now that it's summer, things are very different for families.
Yeah, it's very true. And, you know, we find that even though the economy seems to be improving, we have about 1,500 families that we are tracking right now that we're giving food to. Matter of fact, we are giving away almost 100,000 pounds of food every month away to needy families. And we're talking all kinds of foods. We're talking from vegetables and fruits to meats to dairy products. For us, we want them to come and be able to shop like it was a store.
So when you're passing out hundreds of thousands of pounds of food every month, you need trucks, you need logistics, you need resources, you need volunteers to pull this off.
Oh, yes, we do. You know, we have a box truck that's old and it's seen its days. And we have another tall van that we use as well. We have two vehicles on the road every day, except for Sunday. And it's one of those things, it's a love, compassion ministry. We just love our city. We're a church in our city, for our city. And Feed Vegas is one of our goals. We don't want to see any family go hungry. And one of our themes, Scott, is that we teach reallocation. In other words, the money that you save on the food that you receive from us, take that and pay your bills so that when you're sitting down at dinner, you and your family can be happy. Because we find that most marriages fight over finances. That's one of the top things. If the mom and dad ain't happy, the kids ain't happy. So we're just trying to love them and just help them in their needs. And there's a lot of needs in our city, believe it or not.
We're talking to Pastor Frank Holland from Dream Center Las Vegas. Your goal is to feed Vegas. That's just a whole theme in your church.
Yeah, absolutely. We have others too. I mean, we have a free tutoring and mentoring program for kids. We call it the ARC. And it's, you know, they come in and we evaluate and we look at them if they need clothes, shoes, backpacks, school supplies. We want to help them with their self-esteem and confidence as well as their reading, writing, arithmetic, and comprehension. So it's absolutely free. We do that during the year to help kids. You know, when we started this, one out of every two kids weren't graduating high school. And we started adopting schools. And since Mr. Goodman started this faith-based initiative on education, which we've been a part of, it's grown to like now I think we're about 78-79% of the kids are graduating. Wow. So we've come a long way. We've got a long way to go. But that's one of the other things that we're doing to try to help our community as well. Yeah, it's just loving people and just helping them any way we can.
You know, it's so interesting as a Christian community, we can complain about where culture is or we can actually solve problems. As the church, we can look at problems as opportunities. And we're talking to Pastor Frank Holland. He leads Dream Center Las Vegas. That's your heart in this city. It's about providing solutions and supplying basic needs to the people around us in our community that are struggling. And in turn, that ends up opening up opportunities to expose them to Jesus and the life-changing power of His Spirit.
Absolutely. You know, we have about 60 to 70 volunteers, as well as a few paid staff that help us with this. And it's really interesting because while people are waiting in line, you almost got a captive audience. So we're over there loving on them, praying for them. We've actually seen people healed while they're in line. We've actually led people to the Lord while they're in line. It's just amazing what God has been doing while people are waiting to get food because we want them to know that they're valued and that we care about them. This is a love, compassion ministry, not only to help the people, but to help them see that they are valuable and to God and to us. And I really believe that that is one of those things that we don't want people coming in shame and like feeling like they're having to be taken care of. No, we want them to be excited about being there because we're excited that they're there.
It's so interesting, Pastor Frank, because when you travel around different parts of the country, in some places like in the Northeast, you meet people, you try to talk to them about Jesus and relationship with God, and they're just like, I'm not interested. Like maybe they're angry at God or they're frustrated with God or they don't want to have much to do with God's morals because they think it's restrictive to their freedom. But then you come to other parts of the country and everybody thinks they're a Christian. They say, oh yeah, I'm just living in the gray area. I'm culturally a Christian, but you look at how they're living and you just kind of go, yeah, I don't see the fruit. In our city of Las Vegas, Frank, do you notice it a little bit different? Where here it's more like just spiritually apathetic. Like they don't really care about God because they don't think much about God. They're more just, people tend to feel more independent. Like I need to do this on my own. I'm going to do it on my own. I'm going to make things happen. And they just kind of go along life without God, where they're not necessarily hostile towards him, but they're not really looking for him.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you say that because it made me think about, we have a farmer's market last Saturday of every month where we give away about 28 to 35,000 pounds of food. And we literally have people lined up all the way down the block. Usually it's about 600 to 700 families that we take care of on that day. You know, we always pray right after we get done setting up all the canopies and putting out all the food and getting everything ready. We pray as a team. And then I ask my team to turn and put their hands out and let's pray for the community. Let's pray for the people. And as we're doing this, we're seeing some people raise their hand. We're seeing some people participate, but that's a small portion. The rest of them are just kind of watching. I believe, and I tell our teams that, listen, we don't necessarily have to tell them, but we have to show Jesus. We have to show the love of God. And so when they come, we don't know what's going on. We don't know if they just got an eviction notice. We don't know if they just got their electricity turned off. We don't know what challenges they're facing. So love them right where they're at, because sometimes people come with entitlements. Sometimes people come with issues and frustrations, but it's our place that we just want to love them right where they're at. And sometimes in spite of themselves, you know, and you know, and that's not always so easy when you're working your tail off that they come in treating you bad when you're just trying to help them, you know. But our team is really awesome. And, you know, we pray up before we ever start and we just try to pray for as many people that want it. But we don't push it on them. We just show them and we be that light shining bright and then obviously look for those opportunities. Now, me, on the other hand, because I let them know that I'm pastor, that I get that kind of open door to go up and down and be able to go with my team and pray for anybody that's willing to receive it. And so we find that, yes, you're absolutely right. I think probably about 20 to 30% of the people are very, very okay with anything as far as God, and they're okay with talking about God or praying. The rest of them are kind of standoffish and just, they're just there for the food. But I really believe, and I've seen it time and time again over the years, that all of a sudden, over time, they see the love, they see the compassion, they see the difference on how we treat them compared to other people, and all things start breaking down. The walls start coming down. And then God sets up that divine appointment to where we're able to lead them to Christ. And that's been cool.
We're talking to Pastor Frank Holland from the Dream Center of Las Vegas. And your feeding ministry is one of the largest in our valley. You guys do like 1 million pounds of food every single year. You're actually doing a special fundraiser coming up this Friday. It's called Ride the Dream. And you got a lot of special guests coming through.
Oh, we do. We have Jeff Stoltz. He's National Director of Broken Chains, and they have a great ministry. It's just a recovery ministry. There's a lot of great things that they do, and they're national. And then Pastor Z is founder and president of Bikers for Christ, and they're kind of international. They're like all over. And I'm really excited about that. And of course, Paul-Marc Goulet is going to be our special keynote speaker. And this is all going to be held at ICLV, the main campus. We're Dream Center. We're part of ICLV. So we're three campuses in Las Vegas, and Dream Center is part of ICLV. And so this event's going to be at the Westcliff location. So it's 8900 Westcliff. And we're excited about it because we're not only going to have a bike show during the day and food and giveaways and raffles and games and a live Christian rock band. It's 70 Times Forgiven. And they're really an amazing band. They're touring right now. Matter of fact, they're dropping into Vegas with their tour bus and just especially for this event. Got a chance to talk to their manager and their roadie. They're excited about coming to Vegas and being able to do this event. But yeah, we're going to have a great time. That morning, they're going to have a Unity Ride, which is going to be about, right now we got about 100, 150 bikes we're anticipating. Take a ride up through Red Rock and do the tour and come back through the city and just come back to the summer in campus. Then at 12 o'clock, we're going to get started with the fun and the festivities. And then we're going to do this bike show. We We got some special things planned for that, and they're going to be able to show off. And then we got some community partners, businesses that can actually are renting booths to kind of help fund. It's all about funding a refrigerated box truck, or at least help fund this program to be able to feed Vegas. And they're actually purchasing to be able to sell their wares or show or advertise. We're going to have a booth to be able to get the word out for everybody that's coming. And so we're thankful for all of those guys, and we're going to have a great time during the day. And then, of course, at night, we're going to have the 7 to 9 event with Pastor Paul Marcoulet as the guest speaker, which is he's just amazing.
Now, if you want to get some more information, you want to plug in, DreamCenterLasVegas.com has all the info.
Yeah, if you feel like calling, you know, you can call at 702-257-CARE. That's 702-257-CARE. We'd love to hear from you and hopefully answer any questions that you might have. But really, this Friday, the 21st, it's be there. Please come out and have a great time. Everybody's welcome, by the way. It's not just for bikers. It just happens to be a bike show. And we want all families, anybody that wants to come and partake, we want you there.
Every city has its needs, and on a tangible level, we're just trying to serve those. As a Christian community, I'm Scott on SOS Radio, talking to my friend Frank Holland from Dream Center Las Vegas. Ride the Dream's coming up this weekend. Going to have a bike show on Friday, a ride going through Red Rock. Jeff Stultz and Pastor Z and 70 Times Forgiven are going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun on Friday. But when we think about the needs in our city, you see a lot of different things. You work at that on a tangible level, but what are some of the social needs do you think a lot of Las Vegas doesn't see?
Well, you know, one is a lot of people are struggling financially. And what we find working with different organizations in Las Vegas is people are, and especially with our kids that are tutoring, we find that a lot of the kids tend to have to be moving. Their parents are moving because why? They get low on their funds and then they get evicted or have to move because of financial insecurity. Yeah. And so we see that is a lot of issues, obviously. We said we can't give them money. But if we can give them food, then we can say, hey, take the money that you're saving on your food bill. Because if you know everybody's got a food bill, it's a weekly deal. And so then pay your bills so you can be happy. But also, we noticed that there's a lot of kids out there that don't know how to read. So our theme is learn to read so you can read to learn. And so we're trying to help in that front as well. And I think that the jobs are coming back to Vegas. And so we're doing better with that. Human trafficking has always been an issue. And so we have a, you know, organization within our community that's helping with that as well. And our church, it's worth fighting for.
We're talking to Pastor Frank Holland from the Dream Center in Las Vegas. And you're doing a special fundraiser going on this Friday. It's called Ride the Dream. It's going to be a bike show. There's going to be a special ride over through Red Rock and then over through the city. The whole idea behind this is to help fund these programs so that your church can feed Vegas. And getting a refrigerated box truck is a big part of that vision this year, because as we're passing out food in the summer heat, it's rough when it's so hot outside, and you want to give people the best.
Yes, we want it to be fresh and crisp. You know, we have cooling blankets that we've got from Three Square. They're a great organization that really helps us. So we have cooling blankets over the majority of the stuff. We have coolers for the milk and the meats. But you know what? When you're in a box truck driving around for 4 hours, it's like an oven. So it takes the life away from like the lettuce and the freshness away to some degree. Of course, as soon as we get back to the church, they put it into the walk-in cooler, you know, or the, you know, dry storage, and they put it away and it starts to come back. But you lose some of the life. And we want people to know that we're not giving them just hand-me-downs. We're not giving them second-class stuff. We want them to know that they're valued, they're important, and we want to give them the best that we can possibly give them. And with everybody's help, as we can do more together, people can just show up and participate and give to this cause. We can do more for more families and let them be loved and know that they're cared for, and they can get fresh, fresh food.
Well, if you want to get some more information on Ride the Dream going on this Friday, you can click DreamCenterLasVegas.com, or you can plug in with Pastor Frank Holland and his team right there.
Thank you very much, Scott. Our phone number at Dream Center Las Vegas is 702-257-2273. 702-257-CARE, because we care for you.
So, Pastor Frank, if we're listening right now, we're thinking, you know what, my family could use some help. Where do we go? How do we plug in? Do I have to have, like, ID, all kinds of special forms and things just to go and get some help and get some food for our family?
That's a great question, Scott. We ask for no ID. We don't care. We trust that if you're going to come and you're going to come to get food, you have a need for the food. So just come to 6620 West Katy. That's where we're located. And on Tuesdays, come at 4 o'clock and you can get signed in. You know, we'll give the food away shortly. You'll get a color. And that way you don't have to be there super early to try to be first in line. We draw colors. That way we avoid that issue. And so when your color is drawn, you'll know exactly where you're going to be in line. Now, that's something that I felt like the Lord gave me, because some people would show up 4 hours early and then they would be getting heat. You know, if you can imagine that, it's like, you know, so we stop that, because now they know getting early doesn't help them. And then we also have two giveaways on Thursday. One is at 12 o'clock and the other one again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's three different times that you can come, and you can come to all three. If you have a large family, come to all three. We want you to save $200-$300 a week on your food. And we give everything away. We're talking, we got milk, we got yogurt, we got juices, we got pastries, we got bread, we got fruits and vegetables, cereals and meat and cheeses and everything you can imagine that you would find in a grocery store, that you'll have an opportunity to take boxes home and be blessed.
We're talking to Frank Holland. He directs Dream Center Las Vegas. And if you want to plug in or you want to help support their ministry, dreamcenterlasvegas.com has all the details. Ride the Dream is going on this Friday. That's Swiss Radio.
Hey, Scott, also, I want to tell you that the last Saturday of every month from 11 to 1, we have a farmer's market where they can really be loaded up. I mean, we're talking take 2 or 3, 4 boxes of food home. It's not just a farmer's market. That's our name, and we get a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables, but we have everything from chips to meats to canned goods to everything. So come out and join us on the last Saturday of the month, 11 o'clock, and just get thoroughly blessed as well. 6620 West Katy Avenue. We'll just love to have you in that particular one. Just come a little bit early so you can get in line and just come and let your families be blessed with a ton of food. If you can't make it during the week, that last Saturday, you'll be able to stock up.
DreamCenterLasVegas.com.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through SOSradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.